الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back in our silsila, The Final Revelation. And no doubt the name tells it all. We, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, were talking about the blessed Holy Quran, the beautiful book of Allah Azza wa Jal that was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for the guidance of mankind. In the previous silsilas, we were talking about the blessings of reading the Quran and some of the virtues and some of the etiquettes of reciting the Holy Quran. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we're going to learn about those people who read the Quran and what their condition was when they were reading the Quran. Before that, my dear Islamic brothers, let's all make good intention. As you know, Amir al-Sunnat many times, he mentions this to us, that we should always make good intentions prior to do anything good. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, let's make good intention that we will listen to this program and I will deliver this bayan only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, whatever we learn from this bayan, Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we will pass this knowledge on to other people as well. And also, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, that is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Ballihu anni walau aya, pass on from me, even though it is an ayat. So today, whatever we learn from this speech, let's make the intention to pass this knowledge on to others as well. And this is the way, my dear Islam brothers, we will spread the message of Islam and the message of Quran. And as you know, today, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in all four corners of the world, we see that the message of the Quran has reached to many, many millions of people. And Alhamdulillah, today Islam is the fastest growing religion on earth. Why not? Because our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and his blessed companions sacrificed so much. And no doubt, because it is the truth from Allah Azza wa Jal, it will reach everywhere. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, I want to start off with the blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The greatest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, when the day of Thursday approaches, Allah Azza wa Jal sends his angels who have papers made of silver and pens made of gold. They write the names of those who recite durood in abundance on Thursday and during Friday night, which begins after sunset on Thursday. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad bin Ismail Bukhari, who is known, or people know him as Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, you can imagine, he was a very, very busy person. You know, today, nowadays, you ask people, you know, if they're working or they're doing something, people say, I'm too busy. I don't get enough time. I'm very busy. I don't think we can be more busy than Sayyidina Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. After the glorious Quran, the most high ranked and esteemed book in the eyes of the awliya Allah and in Islam is the Bukhari Sharif. And Imam Muhammad bin Ismail Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was the one who wrote the Bukhari Sharif. Can you imagine? You know, someone who traveled a lot of places to go and find not only the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, but he also researched the life of those people who were narrating that hadith. So every hadith that Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has written in Bukhari Sharif, he has written the chain of narrations as well. And you can imagine that takes a long time. So Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was a very, very busy person. But yet Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he had so much love and so much passion to recite the glorious Quran that in the month of Ramadan, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he would recite 10 paras of the Quran. And in the same way, after 3 days, he would finish the complete Quran. Now that just shows you how much love and devotion he had for the blessed Quran and the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. That such a busy person, yet when he came to reciting the Quran, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he found plenty of time. So this, my dear Islamic brothers, the excuse that we have today, yes, it is an excuse, because we say that we don't get time. What is it that we do that we don't get time? Sadly today, our time is taken by our friends. Our time is taken by social media. Our time is taken by our family members. That time that we should have been given to the deen, to the Quran, that is taken up by the family members. Even though we should give time to the family, but my dear Islamic brothers, that time that we needed to give to our family, that time is not given to our family. So therefore what happens is that time that we should be giving to our deen, even ourselves, reading the Quran, is going to directly benefit myself. So I am not giving time for myself. I'm giving time for my friends. I'm giving time for social media. I'm giving time to my family. I'm giving time to my work. What about your own self? What about your own self? What about your ibadat? What about that farz that Allah Ta'ala has put on our shoulders? What about that Allah Ta'ala Azza wa Jal has made salah compulsory upon us? What about reciting the glorious Quran? All these ibadats, are these not part of our daily routine? They should be in our daily routine. And in the same way, there is another beautiful riwayat of Sayyidina Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Hazrat Sayyidina Qatim Muhammad bin Abi Khatim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that once Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was invited by some of his students. So he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he went to them. When the time of Zuhur Salah came, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi offered Salah with the people. Then he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi started to offer his nafli salah. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi performed a very long qiyam. Yani he stood up for salah for a very long time. And then when he completed his salah, he said to some of his companions, raising one of the corners of his shirt, his kameez, and he says that, look, is there anything inside my kameez? They saw that there was an insect who had stung him 16 or 17 times. The sign of stings was very clear. And people, they said to him, Ya Sayyidi, why did you not finish your salah? Why did you not make your salah shorter so that you could finish quickly and then you could have attended this? Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, so much love that he had for the Quran. He rahmatullahi alayhi says, I started a surah inside the salah and I did not wanted to finish my salah until I completed this surah. Subhanallah. Can we find, can you just ourselves today, seriously, it puts us in shame. Today, on one hand, we can't give time to reading the Quran. On the other hand, we have so many excuses. And then even for salah, the sad thing is, even for salah, we have excuses. Reading the Quran, let's just put that to one side. Our salah, which is compulsory upon us. So many Muslims, and Amir al-Sunnah in one of his bayan, he says that nearly 95% of the Muslims don't offer salah. And those 5% who do, they do not have the etiquettes. They do not know the rules of fiqh. They do not know the rules of salah. And because of that, their salah is wasted. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you know, let's look at these pious people. These are our role models. You know, people like Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, without him, we would have struggled to find the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, without these, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, muhaddiseen, these people who spent all their lives studying the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, collecting the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Just imagine, today our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam's life is like an open book. Whatever aspects of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam you want to see, you want to read, alhamdulillah, there's not one but thousands of books written on the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the beloved biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is due to the hard work of these people. Do you not think that it is unfair that these people have spent all their lives studying the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we Muslims to come can learn the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And then they spent all their lives, and now when it's come to us, we don't get time to even sit down and read just one page of the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you not think that is unfair? Just imagine someone who is, all this is fi sabilillah. Just imagine someone who is writing a book, and his mission is that he wants to pass this knowledge on to other people. And yet, when he writes this, he gives so much time, so much effort, so much of his private time, so much of his, you know, as we say, social time. He gives that up. All that is finished now. Why? Because he wants to give his social time to write these books. And then, when these books are ready and they're printed, there's so much money that is spent on these. And when they come on the shelves, we don't even have time to read them. Maybe it's the same with Amir al-Sunnah as well. So much time Amir al-Sunnah is giving us. So much of his precious time. He goes away from the family. Away from the family, away from his children. So that he can sit down and he can write these books for us. So that we can benefit something. Have we ever read any of his booklets? Very small, 20 pages, 30 pages, 40 pages. We don't get time to read them books. Do you not think that is unfair? That these people are spending their life, their every part and every minute of their life, trying to give us this education. And today, we are being so unfair to them that we are not even reading these books. We are not even buying them. People will give these free for us. Langar-e-Rasail is one department of Dawat Islami, where people distribute books, people give them free. And you know where you find them? Sometimes it really hurts you. Sometimes you find these books outside on the masjid, on the wall. Why? Because someone took this book and could not be bothered to read that book and is left it outside. That is how much passion we have for deen. That is how much passion we have to understand our beautiful deen. My dear Islam brothers, we should also recite the glorious Quran as much as possible. And this habit can only be formed when we develop the love for the Quran. You know, whatever you do, a person, when he develops that passion for something, you know, people who want to do something in life, what's the first thing? The first thing that they do is they try to develop that love, that passion for that thing. That is when they move forward. Now, in the same way, if we want to be successful in reading the Quran, if we want to be successful in opening up the Quran and learning something, then the first thing that we need to do is we need to develop love for the Quran. And my dear Islam brothers, the Quran is a great and matchless book. We all agree with that. We all understand that there is no book like the glorious Quran. And even for that, Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed verses in the Quran that are challenging people. Even the people at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were challenged. They thought that they could write the Quran, because ma'azallah, they said that the Quran was written by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said that the Quran, it was just a storybook. So Allah Ta'ala, He tells these people that if you are truth to your statement, if you are truthful to what you are saying, then just write one ayat of this Quran. And until the day of judgment, this challenge of the Quran is inside the glorious Quran. And up till today, no one has challenged to write the Quran just like it is. Obviously, no one can do it because the Quran is the word of Allah. It is not the word of a creation. It is the word of the Creator. So how can you have anything that is matching the word of the Creator? In the same way, my dear Islam brothers, the Quran is clear evidence that Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed this noor of the Quran onto the noor, the light of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yani Allah ta'ala has revealed this noor, the Quran, onto the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. All the humans and the jinns all together cannot bring any piece of work like the glorious Quran. The holy Quran is sirat-e-mustaqim and does not have any kind of crookedness, but rather it is extremely moderate and the safe book containing loads of advantages for people whose responsibility of protection Allah Azza wa Jal has taken for Himself. The Quran, Allah Ta'ala, He says inside the glorious Quran, that Allah Ta'ala is the one who revealed the Quran and He is the one who will take care of the Quran. And you can see that today. You know, just imagine if the Quran was handed over to the people. And I'm not talking about the people, the Sahaba Ikram, the Tabi'in, just normal people. You know, we know what happened to the prophets, their ummah, what they did to their books. They couldn't keep them safe because Allah Ta'ala never promised that He would keep their books safe. But when it comes to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal has kept the Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. That we are the ones who have revealed the Quran and we are the ones who will take care of the Quran. And my dear Islam brothers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she talks about her father, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, greatest companion, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she says that when my father would recite the glorious Quran, he did not have any control over his tears, that he would cry and weep and cry so much when he would read the glorious Quran. He would cry when he would read the Quran. So we need to cry because we don't read the Quran. You know, today we are crying over what? We are crying over losing the wealth of this world. We are crying over what? We are crying over disobedient children. We are crying because of problems. We are crying because of so and so tests that Allah Ta'ala has given us. But why are we crying? Because we don't know how to be patient. We don't know how to do sabr. We say that we will do sabr, but we cannot do sabr. Why? It's because we haven't learned how to do sabr. Allah Ta'ala, He says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. No doubt Allah is with those who are patient. Yeah, we don't know how to be patient. Anything small that happens in our lives, you know, we start to panic. What's happened here? I'm losing my business. My business is going down. What's happened here? My father, my son, they're ill. They don't get better. We start to panic. Halanke, Islam teaches us that at this time, instead of panicking, instead of ma'azallah uttering word of kufr, we should be patient and we should be steadfast and we should be happy with the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. And sadly today, my dear Islam brothers, you know, we are going that one step ahead. And that one step ahead is that when we have these problems, so today sadly, people start to complain. People start to say the word of kufr. Someone just told me that a young boy who passed away, and his mother, ma'azallah, azza wa jal, ma'azallah, ma'azallah, she started to say that, you know, Allah Ta'ala has done injustice, zulm on me. He's taken my child away. I'm not going to offer salah anymore. I'm going to leave this religion. Ma'azallah, my dear Islam brothers, why is these things happening? It's because of lack of education. Sayyidina Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he has narrated that the leader of the Muslims, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he one day recited this following verse, para number 27, Surah At-Tur, verse number 7 and 8. Inna 'adhaba rabbika lawaqi' ma lahu min dafi'. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, your Lord's punishment will surely take place. No one can avert that. Due to being overcome with fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu became so much emotional that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu started suffocating and then remained in this state for almost 20 days. That was the halat of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Such a great sahabi, such a great companion who is today resting near to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, look at his state. When he reads the Quran, he cries. For 20 days almost is in this state of fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And these Sahaba Ikram, Alhamdulillah, they lived their lives with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala protected them. We are not protected. We will commit sins. And then another Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Hazrat Sayyiduna Zurara bin Abi Awfi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He was an extremely pious and God-fearing person. After reciting the verses of punishment and torment at the time of reciting the Holy Quran, he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he would shiver and he would rather, you know, sometimes he would become unconscious due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. One day, as he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi recited the following verse in Suratul Muddathir, para number 29, verse number 8 and 9, he was reading this surah for Fajr Salah. When he came to these ayats, فَإِذَا نُقِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ فَذَلِكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَوْمٌ عَسِيرٌ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. So when the trumpet will be blown, so that day will be a tough day. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was overcome with fear of Allah Azza wa Jal so much that he started to tremble and he fell over trembling and he passed away in that state. That's the fear of Allah Ta'ala that these buzurg rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had. One buzurg rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said about him that whenever he would listen to the glorious Quran, he would start to cry. And especially when the verses of punishment were he used to hear, he would ask people, repeat them again. People would repeat the surah again. And then it came to a stage that he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi kept on listening to these verses until he fell to the ground and he passed away. My dear Islamic brothers, the way to create a state of sorrow is that we should remember the warnings. You know, some people say, I don't know how to cry. I don't know how to come in that state. I don't know how to make myself that I want to cry, but I cannot bring myself to that state that I start crying. Then the one thing that the awliya-i-kiram and the ulama, they teach us, is that when you read the Quran, obviously we don't understand the Quran because our mother tongue is not Arabic, and then we are not that much educated so that we can understand. But my dear Islam brothers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has done a fantastic job for us. He has translated the Quran in the Urdu language. And from the Urdu language, Alhamdulillah, the Quran has been translated in many, many languages. So the Quran, Kanzul Iman translation is available in many languages. Why not pick up a copy of Kanzul Iman in English, in Urdu, in any other language and read the Quran, what the Quran is saying to us. And then, when you read the translation, and then you just ponder over them verses of the Quran that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned his punishment inside. You know, Allah Ta'ala, so many things that Allah Ta'ala has forbidden inside the Quran, many, many chapters of the Quran that are teaching us how we can keep ourselves, how we can save ourselves from destruction. Look at the people of Nuh alayhi salam. What happened to them? What did they do? That they were drowned and they were punished by Allah Ta'ala. The people of Hud alayhi salam, people of Lut alayhi salam, people of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, all these great prophets of Allah, they are mentioned in the Quran. Their people are mentioned in the Quran. What did they do wrong? Mentioned in the Quran. How can we save ourselves? Mentioned in the Quran. We don't have time to read the Quran. So how are we going to save ourselves? It's really, really, you know, sometimes we need to just think of these things and just think to yourself, Why is it that I don't get time? Have I done something so bad that Allah Ta'ala is not giving me the ability, the power, or that time for me to read the Quran? Ata kar mujhe aisi riqqat khudaya, karu rote rote tilawat khudaya. That is the dua we should be making in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islamic brothers, acting upon the manner of our pious predecessors, we should also recite the glorious Quran more and more. The more Quran you read, the more, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, your heart will be washed, your heart will be cleansed with all this love of the world. You know, our hearts have become rusty because there is so much. The only thing maybe in our life is world, dunya, halmi mazid, I want more. We want more. 1 job, 2 job, 1 million, 2 million, 1 billion, 2 billion. He's a millionaire, I want to become a billionaire. He's a billionaire, I want to become a trillionaire. Now, this is what we are doing. It's a vicious circle. You understand? You know, have you ever seen a dog? You know, when he starts to chase his tail, he wants to grab hold of his tail, he goes round and round and round. That's what we are doing. We are trying to chase this dunya that is running away from us. And we are chasing this dunya. And then one obstacle will come and we will have to stop there. That obstacle is the grave. The dunya will still run away from us. But we have not reached the dunya. Our life is over. And then the angel of death will come and he will say that, fine, your life is finished now. But I haven't done anything. I haven't prepared for the hereafter. I've always been chasing the dunya. I never got the dunya and my life is finished. What have I done? But it's too late now, isn't it? Now it's time. We are still alive. Don't chase the dunya. Let the dunya chase you. We should be running in front of the world. The world should be chasing us. Just look at the life of the Sahaba-i-Kiram. They were not chasing the dunya. Yet, look at 1400 years ago, the dunya is still remembering them. Look at the lives of the awliya Allah, Ghawse Pak radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the four Khulafai Rashideen, the four Aimmai Mujtahideen, all these great people. They never chased the dunya. Just imagine, my dear Islamic brothers. You know, we are there chasing the dunya today. And then when that grave comes, people will bury us inside. And you know the funny thing? The funny thing is, people will stop and they will contemplate and they will think to themselves, he was the one like us, he was chasing the dunya. He never got the dunya, he's inside the grave. 2, 3, 4 days, they will think. And then the fifth day, they will start to chase the dunya. We have people in front of us. Our role models are in front of us. Why are you looking at all these disgusting role models that are giving you a filthy mind, that are taking you away from Allah Ta'ala? Because that is what they are there for. They are there for to divert your attention from Allah Azza wa Jal. Please, try to understand. This dunya is not that we can give our heart to it. Don't give your heart to the dunya. Give your heart to the creator of the dunya. Why are you not going towards the one who made this dunya? If he is the one who created the dunya, he will give you this dunya when you follow his ways. And my dear Islam brothers, that is one of the promises that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. The life of this dunya, what is it? وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَحْبٌ وَلَعِبٌ. The life of this world is only game and play. We are wasting our time. Too much time has passed out. Time is running. Time is very, very short. We're alive today, tomorrow we'll be dead. We're alive today, we're making plans to expand our businesses. But the earth, the grave, has already been expanded for me. We're busy shopping away in the shopping centers. Our kafan is already prepared. We're busy trying to build a better life in this world. For tomorrow, my grave is all ready for me. I'm just waiting for them few hours to pass by. That's it. That will be the final of me. No one will remember you by your name. There's only one name that is going to be left behind. And that name will be body. People won't say, where is so and so? They'll say, where's the body? Has the body been released from the hospital? Has the body been washed? Now take his body and bury it in the grave. We don't want that. We don't want to be losers. Allah Ta'ala, there are so many times that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned inside the Holy Quran. And even Allah Azza wa Jal, He orders us inside the glorious Quran, para number 22, Suratul Fatir, verse number 29. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعْلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, those who read the book of Allah and keep the prayer established and spend from what we have bestowed upon them in secret and publicly are hopeful of a trade in which there is never a loss. Let's do business. You're a businessman. You want to do business? Then do business. Such a business, there will be no loss. There will be no sleepless nights. What's going to happen? Bailiffs will be coming to my business. They will take my stock away. I will be ruined. I will have nothing. Let's do business with Allah. Let's do business that will never perish, will never go down. Let's do business that will never give us sleepless nights with this business. It will give us so much sanctity, it will give us so much sukoon e qalb that we've never found this in our lives. And my dear Islam brothers, a few things that are mentioned. Wa aqamu salah, be punctual in your prayer. Wa anfaqu mimma razaqnahum, and spend from whatever Allah Ta'ala has given you. And then, my dear Islam brothers, read the Quran. You know, such beautiful things that we could do, and we could save our future, and we could save the future of our family. That is the business that I want to be giving to my son, and say to him that, son, when I die, take over my business. Take over my business and take this business forward. Subhanallah. Again, I want you to come back and think of Amir Ahl Sunnat. He's doing this business. And now his sons have grown up. And he has said to his sons, my sons, I am doing this business. I want you to take my business forward. And alhamdulillah, we can see in front of us that the sons of Amir Ahl Sunnat, alhamdulillah, they are taking this business forward. Let's unite together, my dear Islamic brothers. And let's, you know, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, work together. Work together, help one another. If you see someone who is slacking off a bit, if you see someone who used to read the Quran and now he's slacking off, go and see him. Go and meet that person. Inshallah, azza wa jal, you will see that person, because of this invitation towards goodness, because of neki ki dawat we give to that person, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, my dear Islam brothers, we will inshallah azza wa jal be successful in this world and in the hereafter. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ubaidah Mulaki radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, O the people of Quran, do not make Quran At-taqiyya, yani do not become lazy and heedless and recite it in the day and during the night as it should be recited, and spread it and recite it with beautiful voice, and do not get a wage in return, and ponder over whatever is in it so that you may attain success. It has been mentioned in another narration Do not hurry in its reward, because its reward is huge. It has been stated in another blessed hadith that the Prophet of Rahmat, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, the most excellent worship of my Ummah is a recitation of the glorious Quran. My dear Islam brothers, Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahle Sunnat has bestowed a Madani Inam upon us. My Amir Ahle Sunnat, he has collated some Madani Inam, some questions. It's a little questionnaire, a small booklet that he has written. And in that, Amir Ahle Sunnat, alhamdulillah, has written one question. Today, have you had the privilege? It's a privilege. To read the Quran is a privilege. And that is why he says, today have you had the privilege to either recite or listen to at least three verses from Kanzul Iman? Okay, you don't know how to read the Quran. You might be, you know, someone that, you know, you don't know how to read the Quran. Number one, try to learn the Quran. And whilst you are learning the Quran, don't, you know, stay away. Ask someone to read the Quran to you. And inshallah azza wa jal, he will read the Quran to you. And you can act upon this Madani In'am that Amir Ahle Sunnat has written us. And inshallah azza wa jal, my dear Islam brothers, you know, once we read this passionately, you will see that inshallah azza wa jal, there will be so many blessings that we will gain from this. Kanzul Iman, ay khuda main kaash rozana padhu. Such a beautiful dua. Kanzul Iman, ay khuda main kaash rozana padhu. Padh ke tafsir uski phir us par amal karta rahu. That, oh Allah, may I read the Quran every day, Kanzul Iman, and to also read the commentary and then try to act upon it as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, our pious predecessors rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would recite the glorious Quran with great pleasure and delight. In this regard, let's just listen to some more faith enlightening parables, stories from the righteous personalities. Sayyiduna Shaykh Bahauddin Zakariya Multani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the great saint of Multan, Pakistan, had extraordinary interest and enthusiasm for the recitation of the Holy Quran. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would recite one Quran every night. Subhanallah. One night, Sayyiduna Shaykh Bahauddin Zakariya Multani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he said to his friends, is there a person amongst you who can offer two rakats tonight and recite one whole Quran in one rakat? No one from the attendees had this courage. Shaykh Bahauddin Zakariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he stood up himself and started two rakat salah. In the first rakat, he recited the whole Quran and further four paras, and then recited Surat Ikhlas in the second rakat and completed the salah. Subhanallah. And that is what you call passion. That is what you call love for the Quran. To recite the whole Quran. Not only one Quran, four more chapters he read from the Quran as well. So he read 34 pare in the first rakat. Yani he finished the Quran and then he started from Alif Lam Mim again and read another four pare. And then in the second rakat, he read Surah Ikhlas three times and finished the Quran. You know, how many of us, you know, immediately straight away, you know, at this moment of time, we'll be thinking, how did they do that? You know, subhanallah. You know, obviously, my dear Islam brothers, you know, as they say, man jadda wajada. The one who tries will achieve. He tried, he achieved. At least we can try to read one ruku or one page of the Quran. And inshallah, azza wa jal, when we try, we can achieve the results. Hazrat Sayyiduna Hassan Karabesi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, I spent many nights with Sayyiduna Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. I saw that he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would offer salah one third of the night and would not recite more than 50 verses. If he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had recited more, even then he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would not recite 100 verses. When he rahmatullahi alayhi would recite the verse of mercy, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would make dua to Allah azza wa jal for himself and for all the true believers to remain obedient. When he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would recite the verse of punishment, he rahmatullahi alayhi would ask for protection from it and would make dua to Allah azza wa jal for his and all true believers' salvation. Hazrat Sayyiduna Yahya bin Sa'id Qattan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was also a devotee, a lover of the Quran. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to complete one Quran between Maghrib and Isha. Hazrat Sayyiduna Yahya bin Ma'in rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said that Sayyiduna Yahya Qattan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi performed Qiyam for 20 years. Yani for 20 years he would stand up in Salah. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to complete one Quran every night. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi did not abandon going to the masjid at the time of Zawal for 40 years and never missed his jamaat. Ali bin Abdullah has said, we were present with Sayyiduna Yahya bin Sa'id rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi asked a person to recite the glorious Quran. He started reciting Surah Ad-Dukhan. When he started reciting the following verse, Inna yawmal fasli miqatuhum ajma'een. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, the day of the decision is the appointment of for all of them. He rahmatullahi alayhi fell over and started losing consciousness. His chest rose from the floor and he rahmatullahi alayhi started rolling and tossing restlessly. He rahmatullahi alayhi then struck against the door, causing injury to his back and started bleeding. When the females of the house started crying, we came running and stopped when we reached the door. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi then slowly regained consciousness. We entered the house and found him repeating the same verse. Ali bin Abdullah has said, the injury he rahmatullahi alayhi received did not heal and he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi passed away in that state. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We can't imagine how much love, how much devotion, how much fear of Allah Ta'ala these great personalities had. Tere khauf se, tere dar se hamesha, tere khauf se, tere dar se hamesha, main thar thar rahu kaampta ya ilahi, main thar thar rahu kaampta ya ilahi. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, it has been mentioned that Hazrat Sayyiduna Yahya bin Sa'id Qattan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to recite a complete Quran between Maghrib and Isha. Perhaps Shaitan may put this evil thought in someone's mind that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who recites the Quran in less than 3 nights, he has not understood. Then how could these personalities recite the Quran in such a short period of time? Talking about the meaning of this blessed hadith, a great thinker of Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, the person who always completes a Quran in less than 3 days, he, due to his haste in recitation, neither can understand the words of Quran properly, nor can ponder over its apparent meaning. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, then said, remember, it is stated for ordinary Muslims that if they recite the Quran in a hurry, tongue gets folded, words are not properly pronounced. For the righteous people of Allah Azza wa Jal, commandment is different. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself used to recite 5 and sometimes 6 parts of the Holy Quran in one single rakat of tahajjud. Hazrat Sayyiduna Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu recited the whole Quran in one night. Hazrat Sayyiduna Dawood ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam would finish the blessed Zabur in a few minutes. Hazrat Sayyidina Ali, Rakaramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, would recite the complete Quran before putting a bridle, a set of leather bands put around a horse's head and used to control its movement. Yani Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, before he would do that, he would finish the Quran. So my dear Islam brothers, another Buzurg, Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Musa Sadwani, was one of the companions of Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Madian. He would recite the complete Quran 70,000 times in one day and night. Once he, after kissing Sange Aswad, yani Hajre Aswad, the black stone in the Kaaba, reached to the door of the Kaaba and recited the complete Quran. People heard each and every word. Therefore, due to this neither can the current Shabinas be called haram. Shabinas, they are where people would sit down and Hafiz of the Quran, he would read the Quran and people are listening. So these are called Shabina. So people, we can't object to them, we can't say that they are wrong. Because these are objections cannot be raised against Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi and the blessed companions. He would recite the whole Quran in one day and night. It has been stated for general Muslims, because they cannot recite the glorious Quran correctly. If they recite so quickly regarding the recitation of the complete Quran, the manners of general saints have been different. So alhamdulillah, that just puts one thought of ours to rest, that when it comes to the awliya Allah, when it comes to the pious people, alhamdulillah, they can read the Quran many, many times. We just heard 70,000 Qurans in one day and night. 24 hours, 70,000 Quran. Obviously, my dear Islam brothers, these are the awliya Allah. And through their miracles, through the divine power that Allah Ta'ala has given them, they can recite this glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Alayhi Islam brothers, I make dua that Allah Azza wa Jal give us this power and this jazba, this willingness, this love and this fear, so that we could read the Quran as well. Let's make this intention before we stand or before we walk away after this bayan. Alayhi Islam brothers, I make the intention, you also make the intention, that from today, whatever's happened in the past, that's done. Let bygones be bygones. What has happened has happened. I need to move forward now. Move forward, think forward, and make this intention, that from today, inshallah azza wa jal, I will recite the glorious Quran, and inshallah azza wa jal, I will recite it and I will learn it, and inshallah I will teach to others as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward us. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.